love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madani channel, the love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this program we discuss regarding the love of the master of the universe, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And undoubtedly this is a fact that the love of the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a necessary element, condition of iman. So in this program and in every episode of this program, we have tried to cover many aspects of loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is it to love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What does it mean to be a lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why is it important to do so? And then, alhamdulillah, we base it on how the Sahaba ikram have practically taught all of this to us. The stories of the Sahaba, the incidents of Sahaba, the life accounts of Sahaba ikram. We look into them, and the more we look into them, the more we realize what is Ishq-e Rasul, what is love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today as well, we have a very beautiful topic. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in one of the topics we discussed about the sacrifice of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And again today we will be speaking about some other waqi'at and incidents about the sacrifices of the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So before we get into the topic, there is a very mesmerizing event, an account which will increase, inshallah azza wa jalla, it will increase the ishq and muhabbat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. But before we get into it, we will listen to a fadilat of sending salawat, durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers mercies upon him and allocates an angel who brings that durood sharif to me, who brings that salam, who conveys that salam to me. Subhanallah. And this is undoubtedly a blessing for us, that subhanallah azza wa jal, when we recite durood e pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam receives our salam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This story, this event, the incident is about a very famous sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a very well-known sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a lot of sacrifices towards Islam for the deen and the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this should be in our mind that the Sahaba ikram, they were wholeheartedly lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not just this, that they would claim to be the lovers, but their actions are something else. They would claim something, they would claim one thing, and their action was another. No, they were claiming to be lovers, and their actions were stronger than their claims. Subhanallah. And this is something we will be able to realize through this beautiful narration. Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a very eminent companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is mentioned amongst the esteemed pious personalities and prominent scholars. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem stated, Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possesses such knowledge which people are unable to comprehend. Therefore, meaning Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has preserved them from the knowledge. when Sayyidina Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was firstly informed, he was when first informed of the announcement by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent his brother to research, to find out what's happening. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told his brother to assess the condition of the man who has claimed to receive the prophethood, who has claimed to receive the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who is he and how credible is this information. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's brother came and said that he had found the master of all creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, commanding people good habits and wonderful thoughts. His dialogue is neither like poetry nor is it like news of the fortune tellers. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not content with this review. Therefore, he prepared for travels and went straight to Masjid al-Haram. He did not recognize the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but viewed asking about his location to be inappropriate, meaning to ask about the whereabouts of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not find it appropriate. He remained in this way until the evening when Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu observed that there was a stranger who was on a journey. It was the noble habit of the companions alayhim ar-ridwan and their family and the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that they would inquire about the well-being of such people who were on a journey, who were travelers. Now, wayfarers and strangers, as well as fulfilling their needs, was their norm. It was their passion. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem invited this stranger. Meaning, Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he invited him to his house and hosted him, but did not feel there was a necessity to ask Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of his identity and the purpose of journey. The traveler, meaning Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, did not reveal any objective or any intentions as well. He did not yet make it clear that why was he there and what was he doing there. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the masjid on the following day in order to inquire about the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning the purpose which he had come for, to get an information, to find out, to make a research and to observe everything. So now he inquired about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. However, there was no one visible who possessed such information. There was no one. On the second evening, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw that this traveling stranger's aims seem to have not reached completion. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu home and fed him and provided him a place to sleep. But on this night also, he did not receive the chance to ask about the aims which this traveler had. So the same situation occurred on the third night. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then finally spoke up. He finally asked that, for what purpose did you come? Why have you come here? What's your purpose? What's your objective? Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu informed Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu after taking an oath and a promise from him. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, undoubtedly he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I go to him in the morning, then you should accompany me. You should come along with me. I will assist you reach the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is severe disputation. Therefore, if someone meets us on the way from whom you feel threatened, I will stop to relieve myself or to correct my shoes. You should carry on in that instance and not halt with me. Do not stop with me. That will be like a sign for you. Thus, it will not be known that you are accompanying me. It will just be a gesture towards you in the morning. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam following Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There was discourse and then Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam immediately. Allahu Akbar. The master of all creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated out of care for Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he should secret his belief. He should for now keep his belief as a secret and silently return back to his nation. when Muslims would eventually gain prevalence, then Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should return. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I swear by being in whose power is my life. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will proclaim this testimony in the midst of these unfaithful people. I'm not scared, basically, he's saying that I will declare my faith. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to Masjid al-Haram and said with a raised voice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except for Allah. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his chosen servant. Unexpectedly, the crowd arose from all four corners and beat him to the extent that they injured him, leaving him on the verge of death, leaving him on the brinks of death, meaning severely wounded him and injured him. The uncle of the master of creation, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had not yet entered into the folds of Islam at that certain time, covered Sayyidina Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to protect him. Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, why are you being oppressive? This man is from the tribe of Banu Ghifar. This tribe resides on the way to Ash-Sham. Your entire businesses are dependent upon Sham. If this man is killed here, then transactions from Sham will cease, causing you losses. The people thought about it and realized that what was needed, because for their goods to come from Sham and transactions to take place from there, it was a very big necessity for them. A blockade from Syria would be a great catastrophe. It would be a very big loss. Therefore, they spared Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The next day, Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once again went to Masjid al-Haram and exclaimed the shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. The disbelievers could not stand this and they tore upon Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On this second day, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained to them again that the corridor of commerce would close, your economics would be damaged very badly. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's passion to express faith was a result of his devotion with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The devotion to uphold the truth, the devotion to mention what is right, the devotion of expressing the love with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's forbiddance was out of kindness. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu thought that the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was patiently bearing difficulties. Therefore, as a companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not want to be deprived of this. It is not that Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went against the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but actually Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's advice was out of kindness. And Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's intention was that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is facing and bearing difficulties. So as a companion, why shouldn't I give him some sort of relief? Why shouldn't I go out and proclaim my faith? Allahu Akbar. Thus Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave preference to the obedience of Allah's beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he continued to be proactive in this regard. Meaning after that, due to wisdom, he then started following Islam in a secret manner, which was the norm at that time and advised by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He first wanted to please Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but at the end, he followed the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is an amazing narration. This is an amazing waqi'ah. This is an amazing incident. And in this, there's so many things for us to learn. The steadfastness of Sahaba, the love for Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen to another account, another incident, and this is about the Sahabi Sayyiduna Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his parents. Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, along with his mother and father, were treated extremely oppressively. They were tormented in the severe heat an area of sandstorms within Makkah al-Mukarramah. The father of Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Yasir, passed away in this state of anguish. The oppressors did not provide him any goodness, any kindness until the death. Allahu Akbar. His mother, Sayyida Sumayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, also faced many difficulties. Abu Jahl attacked her with a spear under her navel, due to which she attained martyrdom. She passed away. She never turned away from Islam in spite of all the difficulties. These oppressors like Abu Jahl did not consider her old age and weakness when he showed aggression towards her. Meaning at the stage of an old age, even at that time, such firmness upon the true faith, such istiqamah upon the true faith, that they preferred giving their lives but did not prefer bowing their heads down towards what was wrong. The first martyrdom in Islam was of the blessed mother of Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And he was the first person from the ummah to construct a masjid. People are constructing the masajid throughout the world. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The person who began this in this ummah was Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that a shaded building should be constructed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final messenger. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was so the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could rest in that building during the afternoon, especially. Also, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would thus be able to perform salah in a cool and shaded area. Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gathered stones and constructed a masjid, which is today known as Al-Quba. Masjid Al-Quba was made since that time, where Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the fortunate ones have visited. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to visit Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwar. In today's time, it is very close to Madinah al-Munawwar. In fact, according to today's geography, it is within the vicinity of Madinah al-Munawwar. Beautiful masjid, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all there. Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would participate in the Islamic campaigns with a lot of enthusiasm. Once he passionately announced, "Now we shall meet our friends. We shall meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions." He was then thirsty and he sought water from someone. The person brought milk. Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu drank the milk and said, "I heard from the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the last thing I shall drink on this earth will be milk." Subhanallah. That I heard the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying that what I will drink last on this earth is milk. He was martyred thereafter. He passed away after that. The mother of Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Sumayya binte Khubbat radiyallahu ta'ala anha, had been patient in the face of many difficulties before her oppressive murder. In the midst of the heat, she would be thrown onto pebbles. She would be covered with armor so that the metal which was heated from the sun could scratch her body, could make the heat be felt on the body. Allahu Akbar. When the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would walk past, he would incline her towards patience and promise her Jannah until she embraced martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon these personalities, and may we also attain their barakah. May we also be able to partake in Islamic activities. May we also be able to do what is according to our capacity. May we also be able to give time towards the ijtima'at, towards the Islamic activities, towards the neki ki dawat, towards calling people towards righteousness, towards individual efforts. And alhamdulillah, if we look into the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, so Dawat-e-Islami is reviving the practices of Sahaba-e-Kiram. Allahu Akbar, we look at how the Sahaba-e-Kiram faced hardships. at old ages, subhanallah azza wa jal, they were fine to take hardships upon themselves, but they did not step back. They did not step back. What was in front of their eyes was the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This love, the love which is for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is actually a strength for a believer to fight and be successful over all these sorts of problems. But no matter what the case may be, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the circumstances may be, if a person's decision, if a person's action is contrary to the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then the decision or whatever that action may be, apparently even though it may seem successful, but over time it will be seen that it will not have success. It will not have barakah. It will not have that special essence because it was made contrary to the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful thing we learn from this is that the Sahaba-i-Kiram would be ready to go on any sort of voyage, any sort of campaign. They were always there with their time, with their wealth, for the service of deen, for the service of Islam. And along with that, what we see is Sayyiduna, this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the person who built the masjid. First masjid in this ummah. First masjid. And this gives us a message that we should build masajid. Because let's just imagine for a while. Masjid al-Quba is still there. It is still established. And it shall remain inshallah till the last day. And since it was established, till today, the salahs are going on. The sounds of azan are going on. People from around the world are coming there and prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, don't you think that Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be getting rewarded for this? Subhanallah, just think about it. Every sajda a person is doing is in that masjid which was built by that personality. So if we do build a masjid, so inshallah azza wa jal, till the coming days, till the last day, those who will be performing sajda there, won't we get thawab for it? Inshallah, we will get thawab for it. Let's try. Dawat-e-Islami has its department, Khuddamul Masajid. Alhamdulillah, what I was mentioning was that Dawat-e-Islami is reviving the habits of Sahaba-e-Kiram, is reviving the passion of Sahaba-e-Kiram. So, of course, times were different then and times are different now. But many things are still the same. Like the thawab of building masajid, the importance of going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are difficult days, these are easy days. And yes, we can do much more. We can do so much in this current time. We can do so much while sitting at our houses. There's a lot we can do. Sitting at our houses, nothing to do. You know, we just switch on Madani channel and we're getting thawab. Our time is being spent well. Our knowledge is increasing. For every minute we are watching Madani channel. So all these activities, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has sketched many departments. Among them, Khuddamul Masajid is one department. And this department of Dawat-e-Islami is building over 600 masjids per year. More than 600 masajid a year. So if you calculate on an average, it becomes around 2 masjids a day. Yeah, subhanallah, around 2 masjids a day. Why not help? Why not participate? And do this sunnah of this great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and register our names amongst those who built the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in paradise. So let's come forward. Let's participate in the construction, in the establishment, in the running, in donating, in sponsoring, towards masjids, towards the masajid, towards the madrasas, towards the jami'at. This will be a means of great thawab-e-jariya. If there is a family, for example, the father has passed away in their family, a grandfather has passed away in their family, why not build a masjid for the isale sawab? Meaning, if few family members can join their hands, inshallah ta'ala, and make an intention, we need to make a masjid on the name of our family, on the name of our, for the Isal al-Sawab for our father, for the Isal al-Sawab of our grandfather, for, you know, for thawab purpose, only for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for name, not for fame. Not that we put a very big board outside that so and so Haji Sahib has made this. That's not necessary. What is necessary is the love for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A masjid can be made. A masjid can be then named on a Sahabi Rasul, subhanallah, on the Anbiya-i Kiram, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, maybe a Faizan-e Madina, maybe the Faizan of Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But for Isale Sawab of your parents, why not? This will be such a great reward. Let's just think about it. We have an example. Masjid-e-Quba, still established, shall remain established, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Who is getting the thawab for all that? Let's think about that. And how much thawab would that be? So let's do it. And if we are not so privileged, maybe if we do not have all that financial means, then we can contribute at least. At least we can present something. There are so many people with very little salaries, but they also do something and they donate towards Dawat-e-Islami. They donate towards masjid. They donate towards construction of madrasas and construction of jami'at. Let's also have our part in that. It can be a minimum as $10 as well. No problem. It's single dollar as well. That's fine. £1, $1, one rand, one kwacha, one rupee. No problem. Let's have our share in that. Why not? No, why should we miss an opportunity of thawab? So building of masajid, this is something we find in the biographies of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. So let's follow it, inshallah ta'ala. Let's try to implement it in our lifestyle as well. Let's make an intention. It's while you're watching the program, while you're watching this, let's try. Once you stand up from your couch, or once you apart from this program, so your intention should be made, I will make a masjid. If I do not have that much amount of money, at least I will contribute towards this cause. Now, how do you contribute? How do you donate? Contact your zimmedaran. Contact the relevant Islamic Brothers of Dawat-e-Islami in your locality. Perhaps if that's not accessible to you, go to www.dawateislami.net. You will get all the contact details there. Go to the social media pages of Dawat-e-Islami. You can come in touch with the head office, with the relevant departments there, and they will guide you. There is a whole application on the stores, mobile stores, about donating to Dawat-e-Islami. So online payments, online donations can be done. And while sitting in the comfort zones in your house, your money will be spent according to how you gave. If you gave towards the jamia, it will be spent there. If you gave towards madrasa, it will be spent there. It will be spent in good causes of Dawat-e-Islami. Come forward. This is what we are learning from the love of the Sahaba-e-Kiram towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us all try that we also practically implement it. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.